Welcome to From the John Clark Performance Studio, where we get to hear performances by talented musicians right here at WDAV. I'm Rachel Stewart, and on this session, we're really excited to welcome a Reed Trio of local musicians called Phoenix Down RPG. They are Teal Tallison, oboist, Dr. Dylan Tallison, clarinetist, and Nick Ritter, bassoonist. And they're going to start us off with a quick piece of music. And actually, Teal, can you tell us what we're about to hear?
Absolutely. We're going to play movements from The Sequoia Trio by Jenny Brandon.
Thank you.
That's called The Sequoia Trio by Jenny Brandon, and you heard it performed by Phoenix Down RPG, who are oboist Teal Tallison, clarinetist Dr. Dylan Tallison, and bassoonist Nick Ritter. I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about that piece of music now that we've heard it. It's really interesting.
Absolutely. One of the things that I love about music is how evocative it can be of not only what's around you, but nature. And this piece is all about trees. And I actually have a couple words from Jenny Brandon herself to describe the piece. Each movement of the Sequoia Trio takes a quote about Sequoia trees from John Muir's book, The Yosemite, and it uses it to inspire the music. The opening waving pattern creates a gentle breeze as the growth of the trees starts in the bassoon, moving through the clarinet, and is carried all the way to the top of the tree through the oboe. Movement two is sassy and jazzy, describing the type of resilient attitude that young trees must maintain in order to survive. And the Three Graces, which is the last movement that you heard, plays on the idea of the three instruments in the ensemble of Muir's own reference to Greek mythology.
Thank you. I wonder if you could, one of you could just give us a little bit of background about your group, Phoenix Down RPG. And I know that there's a reference in there to game music. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about you and the group.
Yeah, so Phoenix Down RPG kind of came out of a period of time in our lives where we were kind of feeling low about music. And Phoenix Down is kind of a reference to this because, you know, you go through school and it takes a really long time and you work really hard and you get a little burnt out. And even though you love something like classical music and chamber music, it can have a negative psychological aspect to it by the time you're all done with it. And so I completed school, and I was feeling low. And one day, I just started randomly arranging video game music for a trio that did not exist. I hadn't picked up my clarinet in some time. I just decided that was the day I was going to arrange music. And so I spent all day arranging, and then when Teal came home from work, I was just like a puppy with like a new toy that I wanted to show her. She saw that I was excited about music again. And so like the Phoenix Down is an item you can get in Final Fantasy video games that brings you back to life. And so this idea of like renewal and coming back and being able to move forward in the game or in life really resonated with me. And so when we knew we wanted Phoenix Down in the name. And then RPG is a separate passion of ours. We found at this time in our lives a great appreciation for role-playing games. So a lot of our music is pulled from video games. We like to mix our music into gaming projects, whether that's playing for a new video game that's being developed, or it's performing old video game music, or it's finding ways to put live role play paired with live music.
Well, and I think we are going to hear some game music in a moment, mm-hmm. but not right. Not next, right?
Not next.
So tell us what's next.
Next, we are going to be performing two movements of La Petite Patisserie by Jacques Leclerc. And I remember the first time I listened to this piece thinking, I have never loved a piece about food so much as I do about this one. Because as we play it, you can really, like, smell the apple pie just waiting on the windowsill or the Swiss roll that you're about to cut into and enjoy. So it's fun to bring the idea of food to life through music.
Okay, I'll try to keep my stomach from growling. Thank you. And that's La Petite Patisserie by Jacques Leclerc. As performed by Phoenix Down RPG, who are musicians based in the Charlotte area, oboist Teal Tallison, clarinetist Dr. Dylan Tallison, and bassoonist Nick Ritter. We're celebrating Public Radio Music Day at WDAV, along with music stations across the country. And I wonder, since you are musicians, just how important is it for you to have a public media outlet in your community that plays music?
It is absolutely vital. Having the radio community as a resource, it's not only entertainment and education about the community, but it's also something that brings together the community through a sonic tapestry. During our lead up to the Burnt Reeds premiere, which is another group that Dylan and I are in, we actually reached out to WDAV and they helped us reach out to the community to let them know that it was happening through the podcast. So having that connection point is so vital to make the big impact that we want to, and we're so thankful to WDAV for making that happen.
Well, you're welcome, and we're thankful to you, too. It's a two-way street, and we're so glad you're able to be in the studio with us today. We should mention, actually, that people will have a chance to see you. It's a ways away, in March 12th of 2026, but you'll be part of WDAV's Small Batch concert series at Free Range Brewing.
Never too early to mark your calendars for that night. We'll be performing a smorgasbord of music that night. We have some music with instruments and electronics for the first half to really bend the sonic tapestry of what's possible with our instruments. And then after we take an intermission, we'll be doing a video game music performance paired with live trivia. So we're going to get the audiences involved, and it's going to be a wonderful way to celebrate making music.
There might even be prizes for whoever wins the trivia.
Oh, you heard it now.
Okay. All right. We'll hold you to that come March. Well, that's a good segue into this next piece of music, because we're talking about video game music. Who wants to talk about this one?
Video game music is sometimes, I think, underestimated or undervalued by a lot of people, but some of the best music, I think, instrumentally, kind of like how movies have gotten to the point where people want to go to movie concerts, people want to go to video game concerts because this music, like, touches something nostalgic, some touchstone in their hearts. And so when you hear this music, it transports you back to this happy memory. And so this piece that we're going to play today is the theme from Tetris. If you don't know what that sounds immediately in your head, I promise you, as soon as we begin playing it, you're going to go, oh yeah, that one. And that's how a lot of video game music is. You might not know the name of it, or the name might have almost no reference to like what you feel when you hear this music. But like, you know the scene, you know the emotion behind it, and it's just fun to go on that emotional journey.
And Tetris is a classic.
Yes.
And that's actually one of the favorite things for me when we perform at pop conventions is that people will wait around to talk to us and tell them how, you know, they spent hours on that one board and they just remember it. It's ingrained
Water
in their
Temple,
head.
Zelda.
Or that they sung that melody to their kid as a child growing up, and just the impact that that music has in their life and being able to reignite that for them just makes us happy.
So, Teal, you arranged this one, this Tetris theme.
I did, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Olay. Bravo. All right. That is the Tetris Theme A, as arranged by Teal Tallison, who was the oboist you just heard. You also heard clarinetist Dr. Dylan Tallison and bassoonist Nick Ritter. They are Phoenix Down RPG, a reed trio based in the Charlotte region. And it's been great to have you as guest and performing for us in the studio here today. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're appreciative to be here as well.
What a blast.
You've been listening to a session from the John Clark Performance Studio here at WDAV. I'm Rachel Stewart.